A lovely welcome to the podcast series, The Real Change. Transformation has never been easier for power women who want and all love, life, and success. Today, I would like to talk with you about how you can reactivate your inner diamond, your inner resources, and what 10 steps you need to do your transformation. I wanted to do this episode because I also would like to show you or to give you the making of. So the content, in fact, behind or of the Real Change method. So you understand what is all included and in fact contributed to the Real Change method. So be excited what it's now coming. Hi, my name is Michelle from Switzerland, and in this podcast series, you will learn how I did my transformation, my real change in love, life, and success. And especially on top of this, how you can do that as well without wasting any more money and any further time. So we talk about what you need to know, what you need to have with the right tools, methods, and with the right training, you can do that as well. So are you ready? Then let's get started. How did all this started? And as you remember, I already told one or two times, you know, that I was a long time ago at a point in my life, you know, where everything was not going as I wanted it to be like. First of all, I had no men, not the self-determined life I always had in mind of. And on top of it, I was not as successful that, in fact, I wanted to be already at that time. And therefore, and also like walking, continue to walk my career path to earn really much more money and also become my own boss. Trust me, I was far away from that stadium. So at that time, you know, and it was already, you know, as my fiancé, in fact, did not want to marry me. And I did not even understood that, in fact, this event caused many things in my life, you know. But before I understood that, in fact, you know, my working mate came around the corner and said, you know, just for fun, let's do something during summer break, something fun, something, you know, completely different. And, you know, our boss told us we should do some additional trainings, and this is anyway offered and sponsored by the company, so we should do something in addition. And then she took me, in fact, along into my first coaching training. And now when I think back about what was actually taught there and what we were going through, and it was for me absolutely fascinating, you know, that with five little steps, in fact, you know, completely process-driven coaching approach, you know, that this already had so great effects. And everyone, in fact, was talking about how they, what changed for them in life and. And at that point, of course, I did not really understood that these kind of process-driven coaching approaches were really much on the shallow, you know, not really getting deep down, and therefore the positive effects were rather low and not really long lasting. But at that point, it didn't matter, because this kind of trance processes, you know, they kind of just, they woke my interest. And that was for me so exciting, in fact, you know, that I wanted to know more about how the psyche of a human is actually really working. So why were some little steps, you know, that some sentences and paragraphs are read out by someone else can have really such a big influence, in fact, or already has a changing effect on you as on your psyche, you know. And then, in fact, you know, I'm for my interest rose, and I got curious about, so what is there all behind it? And after that, in fact, I started with one training after the other one, and not only coaching related. And trust me, I've done a minimum 5 to 6 different diplomas just in coaching. But I also started to do, like, you know, management trainings, leadership trainings and seminari, mediation, and also, like, you know, how to really handle good and smart conflicts, and also like communication seminari and also sales trainings, you know. So what kind of salesperson are you, and what is the person vis-a-vis from you that you better estimate that person, or evaluate that person, that you better convince, better communicate to that person that you get better the other person to this state that this person trusts you, believes you, and also buys from you, you know. And I also did charisma training, which was, by the way, great fun, you know, but it was not really everything what I was, you know, it was not the one thing I was really looking for, and not, it was not covering my questions which came up in me. And also, like, after that, I did, after a while, you know, a hypnose training and hypnose certificate, and also like education, you know, that I'm, you know, really could do that. But for example, like all these kind of trainings I could collect over the years, trust me, they were interesting, and they were very, very, very smart people, in fact, telling me and teaching me and what else is and. But now let's take a clear example. Maybe you have heard and already come across this Transaktionsmodell. And this is one, for me, one of the most impressive examples I can give you at this spot. And also, like, Chiara, a good friend of mine, and I used to work with her in MHP before she now crossed the line, let's put it like this, and now she's working for Porsche, in fact, now. And I asked her, you know, because she also attended this training, the Transaktionsmodell, and this training is about, you know, that you analyze and what kind of, you know, communication level the other person is like, and also like is talking to you. And when you understood that, that you can prepare for your sentences, that that you learn how to react on this particular situation to this person, that this person is then acting and behaving completely different towards you. And I ask her, you know, Chiara, tell me, you have done that, and it was a super great training, super interesting, and now can you really use it? Does this really have in your daily business, like, the effect what you wanted to have and you were taught about? And she looked at me and she said clearly, no, it does not function. And that's very interesting, because with my tools and methods, I learned and found out over the years, I'm straight, you can solve that right away without attending these trainings, all right? Also, you can save a lot of money and also a lot of time, because you can react on this kind of difficult situations automatically, very authentic, and that, like, you know, the other person is automatically really also acting and, yeah, behaving differently towards you, and it does function. And Chiara looked at me and she said, really, without knowing that, you know, all of this, you know, what we do here in the coaching stuff, that she said the thing what she was taught, and I'm sure she had a very good trainer, it did not have the same effect. And that's very interesting. So let's have a look back, you know, where we started, because I just get one detail to the other one. And let's just sum this up, okay? So in my past, I had no man, no life, and not the success I wanted to have, all right? And for me, I was really looking for the answers, because the more trainings I did, the more questions I got, in fact, and it was just not enough for me. And I feel that you understand really my situation at that time. I was really, in fact, when we sum it up, close to a burnout, and I was really unhappy. I was just working nonstop, you know, like the consultant life, you know, from one hotel room to the other one, and it was fun, trust me. Oh, it was really wearing me out. And at that time, I really started to become very impatient towards my clients, of course, because I was unhappy, you know. And at one point, my boss, you know, as my line boss, came to me and said, Michaela, you're doing a great job, but I'm a little bit worried about you. I think you now take a time out for yourself. You go into a special yoga and meditations training, you know, that you really get down to the ground. You're no more the person I, in fact, gave a job for years ago, and you really changed, and I'm really worried about you. And now you take the time out. And when you recovered, you know, you come back, you get the job again. But right now, I don't want to see you in the office. And he took over my job for the time being towards the client. And that was, for me, really so by now, the greatest thing he could have done. And I really needed it. And it was really the right sign. I was just on red. And I really needed this time out for me. And I'm really straight, I'm really thankful to this person, because if he had not told me that and said, now it's stop, you just go now, I probably would not have made that step myself. So I really needed this kick in my ass, all right? So, and trust me, I was about for 1 month locked away in a little hideaway place, just getting up in the morning, doing meditation, not talking to someone, no television, no electronic device, no contact to anyone I have known before. As not family, not mommy, not puppy, not my sister, not anyone, you know, just I was there with myself, and trust me, it was one of the best experiences I have ever done in my life. And after this, about 1 month plus, you know, and also, you know, the meditation, which was really shown to you, I really got back and I really got the connection back to me. And I really needed that so badly. And after I got really grounded back again, you know, I did not understood, you know, and my questions were not answered, by far not. But then I had, you know, the energy again, and also like this, let's put it like this, the calmness again, that I could really start with the self-studies. And then I read one book after the other one. And trust me, up to now, I think 650, 700 books. And I'm not joking. I was really inhalated. These books about, you know, coaching, about psych, how human persons behave and act and how they are. And, you know, and that's interesting because when you start, you know, one book leads you to another one, and then you read and continue and continue and blah, blah, blah. And then I tell you really what I found out for myself, which was really the eye opener for me. And this is really the core essence of the real change. After which, when you really do it as you understand, you do it, you really under, you know, stand by head and by heart, and then you continue doing these things, that you really do the real change, your transformation, so easily. And I understood, in fact, how important your emotions are. First of all, they are you and they define you. And second, what is even more important is that emotions are energy. And therefore, emotions are impulses. And therefore, thoughts are also impulses. And emotions trigger on thoughts. And also the other way around, that thoughts trigger on your emotions, which you have. And, you know, everything. As you are emotions, and therefore, you are energy. And that is very one of the very key things, you know. And also years ago, someone told me that everything, what is, what we see and what we don't see, is energy. Think back on Albert Einstein. He already said this over 100 years ago, you know. But as a smart person told me that, as I was, you know, about, I think really at the beginning of my 20s, he said, Michaela, everything with which there is and what is not, which you see, you know, is energy. And that was really the eye opener because, in fact, we don't need leadership, communication, conflict, meditations training, and all these things because we only need to know, no? How to handle and how to balance the energy level of yourself. When you control the energy, therefore you can control your thoughts, and when you can control your thoughts, you can control yourself. And when you can control yourself, then you control also the impulses you send out, your thoughts, your energy level, and therefore also towards the others. So they are automatically also changing towards you. And this sounds, I know, a little bit so wow, crazy, but in fact it is so simple, but in fact it is really the basis. And trust me, it also took me a while really to understand what everything there is, and also the things you don't see, everything is energy. So when you know, when you are able really to control your emotions, which you have, your energy level behind it, then you decide everything in your life. No one else. And you decide love, life, and your success. All right. So when you reactivate your energy level, your potential, therefore your inner diamond, you can really do your transformation. And trust me, I started not as a coach in my career, by far not. I really fell into this role, okay? So I started as a consultant, doing from Monday to Saturday afternoon this consulting job, being for other people there, processing and producing outcome. And trust me, I was running against the wall, and I really was looking for the answers. The thing what I really could collect doing this job was, first of all, really you got life experience, you got good trainings because you need them, you know, for professional appearance and also how to talk and you know, convince the clients and all these things, you know. But, you know, everything what I did in my life really came into this real change method. It really contributed to this. And up till now, I have not stopped doing all these things. And up till now, when I see the great results, you know, the real change really has on my clients. And also when they do their transformation and they sit in front of you and they're completely changed. And there's a complete different person in front of you with a complete different energy level. Within like one session, you know, this is incredible. And this just keeps, let me keep on going because these are so super great results. So to cut this short, you know, that everything I did within like the last 17 to, let's put like this 20 years in my life, you know, contributed really to the real change method. And also that I could reduce it, you know, to the core essences. In fact, what you need, the really that you can do it yourself. It is really the real change. So, but now we stop about talking about the past and what I've done and you know, a little bit more details about it. And trust me, it was really a great time. And I do not want to miss one of these things, what I've done in my past. But as I told you, it was sometimes, you know, it was just taking longer, you know, to do some certain steps. And also like when you were asking other people regarding their, you know, what's the next smart thing to do, you know, many of them, they could not give you the answer. And that was for me not enough. So I wanted to know it all. And that's the reason why I started really via self-studies until I had all the answers. All right, so now let's stop really talking about my past. I think you want to know the 10 steps behind it that you can really also do your transformation. And I can tell you, maybe you know and have already in mind my diamond. And this is exactly what we talk about. So what is the core essence of the real change? And step number one, out of the 10 steps which are now coming, is the preparing and the leaving of your comfort zone. Step number one. So by doing this, you are activating, in fact, your transformation mode. So first of all, we're setting the pillars of our cooperation so that we can really work with each other, so that you understand what is important for me, but also that you understand, you know, that we get a working basis. And this is very important, especially when we work with such private, you know, private issues. And after that, of course, I want you to get out of your head and your known patterns. Why is this so important? And this is so important because as long as you're staying in your world, you don't see new things. You know, you cannot learn new things. And that's the reason why we need to get you out of your known patterns, the things you always have to be doing, like RBT, into let's do it like, you know, X, Y, and Z, and not only RBT, you know, that you do things and from a different, and so you can make new experiences. Very important for what we're doing and what is then coming. Step number two is the status quo analysis of your current situation. So with different techniques, we analyze your actual life situation, your system you're right now in, so that the biggest life and success blockers, so your trigger points, are identified, and especially the underlying reasons behind them. So when I ask you why you have maybe, you know, why it's not running super great in your relationship with your partner, you tell me, oh, I know the reason, it's because of, is for me already the clear sign that you don't know, you know, it's ever clear, trust me, after all these years, that in fact you don't really know what is really the trigger point behind it, why you have issues with your partner or you have issues in your working life. You just don't know, because you can do that very conventional and also with non-conventional techniques. And we also have a clear focus on the non-conventional techniques, and then you find it out clearly and easily for yourself. All right. Okay, step number three. What is then the next step to do? The next step, of course, are the theory blocks. So how do human work? You know, how is human behavior set up? Well, how is it constituted, you know, that you understand and that you can start really a transformation process from the scratch? So in here, just to name some, we start, of course, with Sigmund Freud. We have a John Bradshaw. Oh, of course, we have an Albert Ellis, Ayn Berne. We have a Virginia Satir. We have one Peirce. We have a Dr. Bewaudemeyer Vermeulen, and also some other ones where we just have a closer look at what they thought about, how they explain it to us, and also the tools and method they have for us. You know, very simple ones, but super great and easy to understand also for us. Then with these ones, you can really understand what has to be done and what is standing behind this transformation process, okay? Step number four of the mindset change are, of course, that we show and teach you the tools and the methods that you need to know, need to have for doing a transformation. With these ones, you can identify your trigger points and we eliminate your stress level or your stressing factors. So with this, you can really do this transformation process to start and really get the toolbox on hand that you can do it yourself. Process step number five is the reduction of the conflicts. It's a behavioral change. So the tools and the methods also support you to solve the conflicts, the inner conflicts also you have, but not only to give you, you know, the deeper understanding of it, but also to really heal them. And that's the great thing about it. So you have a conflict with someone in one of your relations, we show you with a tool of methods how they just disappear quite easily and without even a lot of effort. And after that, the consequence of it, step number six, recovering your relationships. When we have done this module, in fact, you understand why it does not matter if you start, you know, on the business relationship, or if you start with a private relationship, okay? It's important that you einfach do understand the tools and the methods that you can einfach use these tools and methods for it. But the cool thing about this, when you have gone through this level, also step number six, that any kind of human interaction you will have from then on, you will be really in the position to handle this and you can really lead this, you know? And this is exactly what we want, to get the control of it. And with this level, as with this step, you are definitely for sure in this position. Okay, then step number seven, which is from my point of view, the most greatest one, because with this one, you can handle for sure your transformation. With these tools and methods we show you in the concept of self-management, and these are different ones than the ones we show you at the real mindset change tool and method, step number four, you are really in the position right away to identify your internal hurdles causing you personal situation in the past. So you will not only learn how to heal them, but also that you never have them again in your life. So you really make do your transformation from then on. So when you were asking me, Michaela, what you do? Step seven, this is really the entering of the door, all right? Then step number eight is where we show you the starter kits and the self techniques. You know, you really walk through the door and you decide yourself with these self techniques, how high and how much you want to scale your outcomes, your benefits after our coaching sessions, as well how far the travel, the journey goes for yourself, as how far and how high you want to do your transformation yourself, all right? So this is then really step number eight is the EQ training that you really walk through it with the self techniques we show you. Step number nine is then really that at the end of the coaching, we give you a clear vision of your personal life in the areas of love, life and success. So you get this clear master plan on hand for your future step to continue walking and really passing through the door and keep on walking, really doing a transformation up to 100, 150% or how high you want to go. It's really then this vision you can clearly follow. And yes, we do this for sure, because this is really the round set concept to come back up. That's really a round one. And then the last thing, step number 10, is that you are so high on this level that you can really live your transformation. And so doing it and really, you know, integrate it really into your daily life from then on. All right, so these were the steps, the 10 steps, how you can really do your transformation. And thank you very much for listening. I hope you understood also why up to now I'm so fascinated about this toolbox. And trust me, the making of was a long way to go, a long way to travel. But up to now, I do not want to miss one day of it. So up to now, I will continue presenting and showing other women who really want to know it all, who want to know the answers they have spinning in their heads. And as I said, it's the best job ever, and I do not want to miss one day of it. So I hope you understand my big passion behind it, and really trust me, it's an absolutely great, unique toolbox behind it, and with this you really can do the real change it is. So if you want to know some more, or how your situation is like, and if it's really the best thing for you also in your situation, no problem. Give me, you know, go to my website on the start, scroll down, and there you can shoot me a message. You can also do right away the free consulting call booking, you know, the 30 minutes Strategiegespräch with me. No problem. Get in contact with me and we have a closer look into your personal situation and for sure what is the next smart step to do and to take for you that you really do and get, you know, changes going in your life as you want them to be. So, and up till then, I would say, thank you very much for listening. And in the next podcast episode, we talk about the upcoming step, why it is smart to leave the comfort zone, and also the next 10 steps.